We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI, as you just heard during the open. And if you're just getting into your car and you've been at work all day, perhaps you have not heard the news from the radio station. I think Kirk and Callahan announced it at about 8:15 this morning. That's what I was told, somewhere in that vicinity. And then Glenn and Christian joined them for the last 15 minutes or so of their program. Glenn and Christian talked about it. Lou wasn't there today. But the radio station announced earlier today that they've flip-flopped, as you heard Glenn say, the current afternoon drive and midday shows as of August 13th, which is a Monday. OMF will go to afternoon drive from 2 to 6, and Dale and Keith, and it will be Dale and Keith, will shift to middays from 10 to 2. We talked about it at 2 o'clock when we came on the air today, kind of expressed our opinions. Neither of us that fired up about the news, but
no.
But happy that we've still got a job in the industry, right?
Right. I think you have to look at it that way because it could be worse. It certainly could be worse. Dale, you went through it here, you know, and Glenn went through it here for a time before you guys were both brought back. So I understand it could be a lot worse. I don't have to move. I don't have to find another job. I'm just moving up 4 hours. So that part should not be overlooked, but also it doesn't mean it's not disappointing. It doesn't mean that it's not looked at as a giant failure. It's looked at as, oh, Michael left, and now Dale and Keith are together, and before the spring book is even out, we're going to make this move and get them off of afternoon drive, which I think most people understand this, but maybe not everybody does. Morning drive, afternoon drive are the most important shows on a radio station. They just are. Most people are in their cars at those times. Those are the best jobs to have. And for me personally, not being a morning person at all, the afternoon drive, the 2 to 6, is the goal. That is the spot to be in. And I thought I had a chance to be a part of an afternoon show at the other station, was at the Sports Hub. Didn't work out. So when I had the opportunity to go against them, I looked up to that challenge. I was so excited for that challenge. And unfortunately for us, we never met that goal. We didn't beat them in the time that I've been here. 2017 was a better year than 2016, so we can look at that as a slight positive, I'm sure. But now we have new goals, Dale. We're going to move it to 10 to 2 and square off against ZLX and Zoe and Beetle.
And the frustration for me, and I said this at 2, but you know, for those who didn't hear it at the time, the frustration from my perspective is the narrative that's out there, which is the reason we're doing this, the station I'm talking about, the reason we're doing this is that Dale and Keith, and before them, Dale and Holly, failed in afternoon drive. And I pointed out, when you go back to 2014, which is when I came back to the radio station, the winter book, which was Salk and Holly,
yeah,
they finished 7th in the market in their time slot. They brought me on board in the middle of March, somewhere around there, about half of the spring book. We went to 2nd. And except for the summer book of 2015, we've always been 2nd in this market. And I don't mean 2nd among the 2 sports radio stations
in
town.
Right, right, right.
I mean 2nd out of the 40, 41 radio stations in this town. Now, the same radio station is always first. And it's our competition across the street. And they are a formidable opponent. And they mm-hmm. do a great job. All of that stuff. But the idea that the reason that they're moving us to middays is because we failed is false. We have been consistently, as I said, all except one book from the time I came back first with Michael and then with you, our show's always been 2nd.
And I wanted more of a chance at it. And I know some would say, well, you've been on that show for a while. But since Michael left, it was the last day of February that he left. So we've had just over 4 months in the meantime. So we didn't even get the whole spring book because the book goes in these 3-month cycles. So we didn't even have the full book yet, and this decision was already made. So that's frustrating to me. It just is. You know, we didn't have a say in who the third host was going to be. I mean, we were able to throw out ideas. Some of those were met okay, others were not. We never really got anything going. And I know it's on us. It's not on the third person. It's definitely on us. But, you know, hey, could we have a certain person on more than once in a week? That didn't really happen. Can we just do just Dale and I for more than, you know, twice in a row? Can we do that? Yeah, we were allowed to do that for 1 week after this decision was already made. So things like that are frustrating to me. But big picture, still have a job, so I don't want to sound like it's completely sour patch kids. We're gonna move on. We have a different challenge, and I'm looking forward to that. I'm still gonna be just as fired up. This is the best job in the world. Like I just talking sports and talking nonsense. I can't think of anything better. I just have to do it now at a different time. So we'll do that. That's what's going to happen.
And in the interest of being completely honest here, I did point out, I did acknowledge, in fact, the only part of this shift that I agreed with, and I told, you know, our boss, Joe Zarbano, about this. I hated leaving this show early. And right. Because of my commitment to the Bruins prior to coming back here, because of that commitment, and this station knew that when they hired me back, I had to leave here often in the last hour of the program to get to the Bruins game. And at times right. It was tight because I was trying to give radio as much time as I could give it, still get to TV on time. That's not an issue for me anymore. I won't have to leave. I may miss a matinee game sort of thing, that sort of thing. But, you know, that part's better. I like that part. I hated leaving the program.
That's a silver lining. I mean, that is definitely a part. So now it's a full 4 hours. That's what we're doing.
All four. And by the way, only 4 hours.
Hours. So I'm really fascinated to see whether it's Glenn, Lou, or Christian that does the hour with Mutt. I don't know who it is yet. Maybe they're going to pull straws. Maybe it's already been decided. I don't know.
Callahan may announce it.
They probably will.
When it happens.
They'll announce everything else. They're going to announce whether or not Jason and Andy stay with us. They're going to announce everything else. So that'll be good. So tune in. You're always tuning in to that show anyway. So just tune in and you'll probably find out what's next for us and for the Never Mud at Night program.
So this all takes place on Monday, August 13th. I will tell you that we have already begun planning, and we had begun planning for the fall anyway.
Oh, yeah.
But in earnest, we've got what we think is a very strong lineup of football guests that will be with us on a regular basis. And we'll announce all of those things later on. But at least several of the people that you've heard join us in the past will be back with us again.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be a good combination of sort of some of these national guests that join us for, you know, 10-minute interview segments, but then also some of the other voices that you've heard, sort of bring them in for an hour or two in studio. So a lot to look forward to in the football season for sure. And so, yeah, August 13th. So we got three more weeks of the afternoon drive program, the money hour like this one. And we're going to have to reassess the money hour and find out when that is. Maybe it's noon, high noon.
The 5 o'clock hour, money hour for
Chad
the
Dukes,
PM drive.
I got to call Chad Dukes and find out if he ever worked middays and what the money hour was for the middays.
We can tell you that things like Kiefer Madness will make the move with us to middays.
Yes, they will. We don't know what time, though. TBD.
We're still working on
TBD.
That part.
So, week in review, we'll still have that and all the other bells and whistles.
All that
Keith's
stuff.
Keith's Keys?
Keith's Keys are absolutely. You know what? We should probably do Keith's Keys to the midday at some point. What are the keys to a successful midday show?
Leave early enough to get here in the commute.
I know. I gotta rethink everything now. Stuck on.
I
gotta
get
up early.
A rehashing of Michael, like you showing up at like.
I'm not gonna show up at 10:01. That's not what I'm gonna do. I gotta figure this out.
A blast.
Who is this?
I think the show has been a lot of fun.
Again.
Well, it's funny because clearly I knew what was gonna happen. That's why I sounded that way.
Love coming to work every day.
That is. Or the allergy. I was super sick. I had flu like symptoms like Marcus Smart. Yeah, what are you going to do? I was fighting.
I edited that. The original clip was love coming to work every day at 2.
Specifically at 2, doing afternoons with you and only afternoons.
That's a great thing.
It is. I agree with that. That guy sounds smart and sick.
And we've become friends.
All right.
Okay.
We're not friends anymore.
So that's the news of the day.
I am delighted about the change.
Oh.
And I understand, you know, nobody really likes change. But I'm forced to listen to that boob, Glenn, in the morning. Oh, he makes me crazy.
Choked on my water.
Oh, my God, that's fantastic.
Maureen nearly killed us.
Maureen saved the day. Maureen turned this whole thing around. It's all worth it now, Dale, just because we never would have gotten that call from Maureen. Thank you very much for that.
Let's get to the calls with you guys, 617-779-7937. Chris is down in Texas. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Hey there. I've just been a big fan of you guys for a long time. Obviously, I got to listen to you guys on the podcast, so the move doesn't necessarily affect me a lot. But I've just been a big fan.
Thank you.
And, I was surprised to hear that Felger is number one. Just I tried to listen to him, and he's just almost too negative. Where I'm trying to listen to about Patriots news, and listening to him, you would think the sky is falling after like a 40-7 win over Miami. But yeah, I just want to let you guys know I appreciate everything you do, and it's good to listen to you guys, get a little bit of home.
Appreciate it, and keep listening to the podcast.
Thank you.
Also, this might be a key for madness or Keith's keys, but what do you guys think of Jimmy G's dating habits?
Oh, my goodness. So yeah, we were talking about this earlier in the show, Chris. I love it. I think there's nothing wrong with it. He likes attractive older women, I suppose. I don't even know if she's even that old. Older than him, I guess.
I don't even know if she's even that attractive.
Yeah. All right. Did I speak out of school there?
Yeah, maybe.
All right.
So,
she's nominated for a lot of awards.
Jerry Callahan's favorite Twitter follow, Britt McHenry, has weighed in.
Oh, yeah. She's down a lot of followers, I heard,
on Twitter. She lost a few with the Twitter purge. Britt McHenry tweeted out the following, quote, Jimmy Garoppolo is the franchise quarterback of a prominent NFL team.
Well,
no, that part's fine.
Prominent NFL team?
Well, they used to be. All right, fine. He should have more values and class than parading a porn star in L.A.
See, I don't like this porn shaming that's going on today. Everyone's like, oh, like she's not like a real person. And she doesn't want to go out to dinner with Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, give me a break. He can go out to dinner with whoever he wants.
She added,
oh boy,
slam me for saying that. Okay. But guarantee someone in his camp said the same thing. Look, my guess is somebody in either his camp or his family is going, oh, really?
Listen, he's not doing videos with her yet. Well, he's just going out to dinner. I know, it starts with a dinner, maybe. That's what they were talking about, is when they can...
Contract negotiation?
The Italian stallion, if they can get him out there.
Who told her she can dole out class? This is the woman who berated a tow truck driver and called her a fat ass and everything
else.
It
is. And then bought up a bunch of Twitter followers. Just snapping them up. How much per Twitter follower you think? What's reasonable? A buck?
10 cents.
10 cents a follow?
There's a response there that calls her a dollar store Tommy Lahren, which I kind of found amusing. Oh.
Garoppolo, you do you. Go out with whoever you want.
Just be careful.
Just be very careful.
I'm just saying that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dave's in Pembroke. Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Great.
Hey, Dave.
So I just wanted to say I enjoy your show a lot. I ride home from work, and I do listen to the morning show. I don't really care for the midday guys. But in the previous segment, I was listening to you sort of go back and forth about pros and cons, and I was surprised that neither of you really talked about the fact that you won't be speaking with Alex Cora or Bill Belichick again.
Yeah, we brought it up earlier. We didn't when we rehashed it.
It sucks, to be
five.
Honest. I look forward to talking with both of those guys. So that sucks. I mean, their interviews will still be on the station, which is great. But I look forward to talking to both of them. So Dave, that's definitely a loss for us.
Absolutely. I mean, I think I really enjoyed how both of you handled both of those guys. You know, last fall with Belichick and this season so far with Cora, so I'm definitely going to miss that.
Yeah, me too.
I agree, and we'll miss it as well. We've got, a couple of weeks left with Alex, and we won't be talking to Bill this year.
That's too bad. Some days that'll be better than others, though. You know, if they get waxed in the opener and I don't have to go talk to him the next Monday, that may be not the worst thing in the world. But overall, I love talking to him.
Danny's in Lowell. Hey, Danny.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just heard the news.
Oh, yeah. How do you feel about it?
I'm going to have to quit my job, I guess, so I can listen to you guys during the afternoon.
I think that's a valid thing you to do.
That sounds about right.
I feel like, your loyal listeners are going to still find a way. I know I will. But, it does suck because, you know what, maybe you guys can take over the Kirk and Callahan. You guys can take over the morning block. Then I can still hear you.
Oh, yeah, Keith would love that.
That would be great.
He's already said he's not a morning person.
I'm already screwed with this change.
I mean, I'm guessing that, we're probably not going to take over morning drive.
I have been moving kind of closer and closer to that shift, though, from nights to afternoons to middays. It's really the next thing, but... I would have to just stay up all night, I think, and then sleep when I got home. There's no way I'd be able to do it otherwise.
Down in
nocturnal,
the,
basically.
I'd have to be a vampire.
Down in the dragon's lair playing games all night long.
Oh, yeah, it's great at night down there.
You'd be playing people from Honolulu or something.
I do. My whole schedule is going to be reset. But that's okay, Dale. That's all right. That's the commitment that I have.
It's what we do.
That's right.
Ryan's in Quincy. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. What's going on?
So, Keith, I started listening to you back when you were doing the night shift on the other channel.
Yes.
And
I got out of work like right when Kiefer Madness would come on, and it was always a great way to start off my ride home. You know, like I would get excited going out of work so I could hear what crazy stuff was going down.
Nice. Thanks.
And I just thought, you know, I'm disappointed that I'm not going to be able to listen to you on my rides home anymore. I followed you over to this station. And quite frankly, you guys are the only people that I listen to on this station. And I'm definitely going to check out your podcast. Maybe you could plug it for me.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Hashtag Dork is one podcast. Well, I don't. Really, I think it's worth mentioning. It's worth it. No, that's not.
It is totally a plan.
That is not. That's a different Ryan. Ryan Davey, who is the co-host of Dork, had already called in on his own, by the way. I did not set him up for that. This Ryan I've never met, but he sounds like a very nice guy.
I think he was talking about the podcast for the show.
Well, there's two podcasts, but Dale and Keith is podcasted. So from 2 to 6. I'm sorry, from 10 to 2.
He's got his at Dork podcast going on iTunes. You can follow him on Twitter at Keefe21. Rich Keefe.
Yeah, thanks for having me. But if you can't listen from 10 to 2, Dale and Keefe is podcasted every single day. It's on WEEI.com. It's on iTunes. It's wherever else you get your podcasts. And then, of course, if you want to listen to some movies and TV and video games, check us out, hashtag Dork as well.
Gary's stuck in traffic. Hey, Gary, how you doing?
Poor Gary.
Good afternoon. Yep, and still stuck. But great to listen to you guys.
Thank you.
Dale, I have a long time in the kind of in the mindset of Ted Sarandis, a little more humor. I've always appreciated your straight shooting, my friend.
Did you just compare him to Ted Sarandis?
On the straight shooting side, absolutely.
There you go, Dale.
Okay.
We'll leave the tech side alone a little bit.
Okay. Eight, Renee, eight. Okay, go ahead.
So how about Jimmy G? I think he learned a little bit more with New England and maybe a little Republican tinge. I think his latest choice in dates is very Trumpian.
Yeah.
I'm not going to touch that
one.
Yeah,
I think I probably.
All right, I know. But I want to talk a little bit about Trader Danny. And he put a big thing when he came in on his, like, profiling characters and this whole psychology test stuff. And Marcus Smart hit it through the roof when he signed him. He said so. And clearly this is a good signing for the chemistry of the Celtics. And I'm predicting he's going to outperform what turns out to be, in today's money, a mid-level contract or slightly higher. Whether or not he gets an outside shot, he's worked on his inside game. He just fits. And if Danny's thinking about the West and beating, whether it's a Houston or certainly a Golden State, he's going to need those perimeter defenders. And I think it's a great signing.
Well, Gary, I agree. I love the signing. I'm glad he's back.
And we said yesterday we thought it would be very popular amongst the teammates and the coaches.
And not just the teammates liking Marcus Smart, but also the idea that, all right, Danny Ainge, for good reason, has the reputation of he will trade anybody at any time. He traded Paul Pierce from the Celtics. He traded Rondo. He traded the coach. He traded he'll trade Isaiah Thomas after the season that he had. So he'll trade anybody. So if you're in that locker room, you got to be wondering, man, am I next? Like, am I going to get going here? And so for him to re-sign Marcus Smart, he's only had, I believe it's Rondo, Avery Bradley, and Marcus Smart are the only draft picks that he has had that they have signed to another deal. Everybody else has been kind of moved on or traded away or whatever else. So I think that's showing that, hey, we're going to keep this group together. It's such a departure from what they did a year before.
Sam's on the cell phone. Hey, Sam.
Hey, boys. Listen, I cannot believe. I'm young enough that I never knew Ordway as a successful person in any regard. Is he completely different now?
I don't know. Their show does well.
No, their show does well.
Their show does well. Yeah, they got a good show.
Didn't he used to be some sort of hot shot at one point in his career?
Well, he was the number one afternoon guy for a while, yeah.
That's a crying shame. He's left that a long time ago because he is the biggest blowhard. It is exhausting listening to him. The guy puts no effort in. As for the rest of that show, Fourier sounds like he's wearing two pairs of dentures and one of them isn't his. His voice is brutal to hear.
All right.
He's called in. He took the time out of his day to call in. He doesn't seem to be a fan of the program there. We're going to be on 10 to 2, Sam, so thanks for listening to us.
We could maybe concentrate on that more than four pairs of dentures.
I didn't want to see what kind of material he had. I was interested in what he had to say.
It was a little much,
yeah, all right,
if you ask me.
Okay.
John's up in Maine. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. So So regarding the time slot change, I don't know what kind of job other people have out there, but if you want to listen to the 10 to 2 show, you just go to the Play Store and download the radio.com app, and you can still listen to you guys while you're working.
Ooh, nice, John. That sounds like a plug. We'll probably save that and play that back. That's a company man right there. Nice job, John.
And Keith, you've definitely grown to become my second favorite podcast.
Nice.
Hashtag Dork Podcast is great. I was already immersed in another one previously.
That's fine.
But, you know, you could overtake it someday.
I hope. I hope so.
Conrad Thompson?
Yeah, it must be.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So Marcus Smart, I think it was a great signing. The two things that I think were in the best interest of the Celtics in the offseason were re-signing Aaron Baines and re-signing Marcus Smart, and they've done both of those things so far. So far, so good, in my opinion. I like what they're doing.
All right, John.
They basically brought the band back.
Yeah.
From a year ago where Danny blew it completely up, shipped 11 of the 15 guys off the team.
Whole team's back.
He's basically bringing everybody
and
back.
And they added the secret weapon, Robert Williams.
Well, if they can get him to show up.
That'll help.
They can have somebody, hire somebody to, like, carry his wallet, carry his keys.
He does. He has a babysitter.
That is ridiculous.
He's a young guy.
Stop it.
He's a young guy. They needed somebody to straighten him out.
He's an adult.
They need someone to call him when his alarm doesn't go off and, you know, walk him through, you know, everything.
It is ridiculous.
Yeah, the bar is set very low for him.
Do you think?
If he plays a game, I think
this
I'll be impressed.
This guy is on the path of being an epic fail for Danny
Ainge. Yes, he is.
And, like, every move he makes, it sounds worse and worse.
It's not good. It's a tough start for him.
Mick in Wakefield. Hey, Mick.
Hey, it's Nick in Wakefield.
What's up, Nick?
You know, just, you know, this whole Jimmy G business, I mean, the way I see it is, you know, he can date whoever he wants.
That's right.
The quicker he's done with his business, you know, the better he's going to be able to perform on the field. And, you know, I think it's probably more of a confidence boost than anything, really, right?
Maybe. I don't know.
We'll see how that pans
out. Okay, right. Yeah. I don't know exactly where you're headed there, but fine.
Gordon Hayward,
yeah.
You know, what do you guys expect from him coming off of this injury and all that?
20 points per game. I think he's going to be good. I think he's going to be really good.
He's got a big Call of Duty thing going on
he
tonight.
He does. We had a caller on his way there. Hope he has a good time.
And I'm hoping the caller will get him to do a little shuffle side to side.
I think
report
he'll be,
back on.
I think he'll be good.
Whether he goes, ow!
Well, because think about it. We were talking about, could he be back for the playoffs? Remember, we were trying to, like, could he be back? Could he be back?
Because he was kind of hinting that.
Well, yeah, and you saw those videos, and you're like, oh, my God, is he going to be back? And you're trying to figure out the timetable. Like, the only good thing about the injury was that it happened in the very first game of the year in the middle of October. That's the only good news about it. So it's been a little while, and so maybe he gets off to a little bit of a slow start. And the good news is they have other guys who can score. But I think Hayward's going to be great. I think he's going to bounce back.
Final hour of Dale and Keith.
If you're just hopping into the hoopty, you're hopping into the sled right now.
The what now?
It's the money hour.
The money hour.
The 5 o'clock hour, money hour for the PM drive.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Hopping into the hoopty.
Getting in the sled.
Sled.
We got to find a new money hour. I think it's high noon to 1. But maybe I'm wrong. Dale, you have a lot more experience.
Yeah, I heard that a lot today.
This is why they made the move, guys. Dale's back
where
he belongs.
Dale used to be good in middays. I've heard that
the last 4 years.
On a number of occasions.
Yeah.
My guess is noon to one.
All right. So that'll be our new money hour.
It'll be our new money hour.
We'll have to edit Chad
Dukes.
We'll just
totally mail it in at 1 o'clock.
We'll just have to edit over when he says 5 o'clock. The noon o'clock hour is the money hour.
Freestyle Fridays. We can go to free day Fridays.
Come on. We got
Falls Count Anywhere Friday. That's Rossi's influence. We're a wrestling show now.
Yeah, you know what? I could live with that.
Falls Count Anywhere Friday.
Well, Andy's not in tomorrow, so it's going to be a Falls Count Anywhere.
Tomorrow's
Friday.
Falls Count Anywhere? I'm not in either.
Well,
I'm not in. Sorry.
I'm here, but not in the city.
It's falling apart right in front
Dickerson,
of us.
Dickerson, I'll give him a call.
He likes wrestling. He's in.
Yeah
he's in. Good.
By the way, the final portion of our program, Final Drive, is sponsored by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Got time for a few more calls
before we
get out of here. Is it Rylan on the cell phone?
Hey, yeah, it's Rylan. How's it going?
What's
great.
Rylan?
How are you?
Hey, so I just wanted to say that my dad was the one that got me into sports radio and started listening to Dale and Holly. And, of course, now with Keith joining the show, you guys are as good as ever. And my question to you guys is, who was the person that got you inspired to do radio? And the last point that I wanted to make is it was my absolute favorite thing getting out of work, listening to Final Drive. One of my favorite parts of the day, without a doubt.
Well, there you go.
Thank you.
I guess we got to bring that back.
So who inspired you?
Who inspired me? Dale
and
Arnold.
It's been
I'm looking
a
right
blast. I think the show has been a lot of fun.
It was Dale and Holly. The first show I ever heard was Dale and Holly. Yeah, I don't know.
Mutt up in New Hampshire?
Yeah, probably Mutt. Probably Mutt. Listening to Mutt every day.
What station?
WGAM. It's now defunct.
Because in Portland, it's WGAN.
No, WGAM. The Game.
The Game, okay.
The Game. Very creative. We were The Game, and the name of the show was The Home Team with Mutt and Keefe.
Yeah. Wow.
We didn't have much say in the name. At least my name was in it, though. I was happy about that.
Isn't that The Gam?
Gam? The Gam. Might as well have been. Do you have an influencer, Dale?
Yeah, but it's all rock and roll guys.
Yeah.
Want to be a rock and roll
not
guy.
Eddie?
Well, it's not that I didn't.
No, I'm just asking the question.
I didn't hear Eddie up in Maine.
That's
so
true. That's true.
It was all rock and roll guys that's back true. Then. Brock's in Middleboro. Hey, Brock.
Hey, how's it going this afternoon, guys?
How are you?
Going great.
Well, I listen on four shows, so luckily the time train doesn't affect me at all, which is all that really matters.
Good.
But, fair enough.
What I wanted to say is as someone who listens all day, every day, I found it fascinating when you were talking about how little input you had in the third host and stuff like that. And I thought that was a very interesting conversation. I'd love to hear more about that because in terms of Michael leaving and that third position always being chaotic, it was, I don't know, I found it fascinating to find out that you had little to no input on that.
I also found it interesting, Brock.
That's the word we were
being honest.
That's the word we were looking for.
I found it a little interesting.
We had input. It just
we did. We were,
wasn't always listened to.
Correct. I mean, we sat down. I think we all kind of fired out some names of who we were interested in. There's also a lot of people that were, you know, interested in the opportunity as well. And we kind of flushed it through. Rossi, what was the final count of number of people that sat in?
That we actually had
that
in?
That we actually had in?
19, I believe.
19.
And one day I'm going to post, well, I'll clean it up a little bit, all the people we had on the projected list one day. We should get to that.
Oh, yeah, some of the...
That first meeting we had.
You mean the folks who didn't make the cut? I think that's a little unfair.
No, it's not they didn't make the cut. It was just like our brainstorm who we thought could be.
Our brainstorm.
I mean, I thought Craig Carton. I got to be honest. Realistically, I thought we had very little chance at Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah.
But he was on the list.
But you wanted
because,
him in
well,
there.
Because
of his stand-up chops.
Rossi threw out
really
the one name Bobby Roode. We threw out there because Mike Francesa was unemployed for a while.
We threw Francesa out there. Yeah,
we would love
nice,
to bring him in for a couple days.
Would have been a nice addition. We wouldn't have really got
Dale,
a
you would have
had
to vacate the one chair for
oh,
it.
Oh, God, what are you kidding me? We'd have had to vacate the room.
You guys would have been here with us.
We would have been just watching.
Watching from the other room.
Oh, Mike, you don't need to look up those stats on your phone. I can do that for you. No? Okay. All right, fine. Never mind.
I'll just keep looking.
Yeah.
Miles is up in Maine. Hey, Miles.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going great.
Awesome. I guess I need to know what percentage input you had in this whole situation because when I hear this thing on the internet, the press release from WEEI, they're saying Dale, you know, he's better in that time slot or whatever, and I just don't buy it.
Well, join the club, Miles.
Somehow the idea that doing sports talk radio, you know, you're suddenly a different person if you're on at 10 than if you're on at 2. I do think, and honestly, Miles, I do think that the idea of me leaving on a consistent basis during the Bruins season played a factor.
Yeah.
And they didn't like it. Look, I didn't like
it. Well, especially as a two-person show. When it was three, we didn't like
right.
it.
Right, when Michael was here,
we could do a half
different.
Hour without you or whatever
right.
it was. But if it's just going to be me... Enough people have heard solo Keith to know not a great idea. We're going to pull the plug on that right away. So
that was legit.
That had to be a factor for sure. But
I think that they feel that that OMF bring a certain energy and whatever you want to call it that they think will be competitive with the folks across the street. And as I said when we talked about this at 2 o'clock, I don't root against teammates.
No,
you know I sincerely hope it works. I sincerely hope that. They knock those guys off over there.
I can tell you from experience, it ain't easy.
And they got their first day. They'll have Belichick on, I believe, right? Isn't it?
I think that's the day it starts.
First Patriots Monday.
I saw Jerry and Kirk announced that that was the day Tom Brady.
Oh, that Brady will be on. Good. So then Brady and Belichick will be back on, and we will have a variety of different players. That's how the midday show works.
Yep.
I bet right? Your Bill's excited here, Coach. Let me tell you what you did wrong on that draft.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward
Fourier,
to that.
And trying Fourier. To push him aside.
Yeah.
That's I'm guessing Marloni's going to ask most of the questions of Belichick.
Most likely, yeah. The other two will just be
Has
waving
Lou
pom-poms.
Prepared himself for the death stare where he like looks at you guys when you ask something and yeah, your soul is gone?
You know what? You can't prepare for that. There is no preparation for that. It just happens. And
yeah,
you're
either ready
it.
For it or you're not.
You'll be like, oh, my God. Dale, ask another question. Ask another question.
Quick, ask him about Claude Julien.
Something else, quickly. Oh, the 0-1 team was really good.
Boy, that Navy team back in the yeah. 60s.
Wesley and lacrosse.
I feel like that's why you could take that feral stare, because you'd already had your soul.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it already been ripped out of me before, so that was fine. That was no big deal.
Alex Cora will be on with those guys.
I'm sure Lou
I'm sure
will grill them.
There's going to be. No, grilling might not be the word.
All right.
And truthfully, if it keeps going the way it's going, I don't know how much grilling.
What's to grill them?
How much grilling can you do for a guy who's winning 70% of his games?
He's winning at a pretty good clip right now. That's true. Yeah, there really hasn't been much. He's called himself out more for anything else. Cora has. You know, he made like one mistake the whole first half.
We've got a few more visits with him.
Yeah,
I'll get to see him.
Make
him
count.
I'll get to see him this weekend.
That's right.
Don't start with.
I was just going to ask. Make sure the recorder works.
I've already been told. I'll be in Detroit for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday's games. I'll do the show tomorrow from Detroit. Dickerson will be in here because you're off for a wedding somewhere.
That's
not
right.
Your own, but someone else's wedding.
No. I'm renewing my vows, so I'm taking the whole weekend off. No, it's my wife's friend. So looking forward to that. Looking forward to the open bar, Dale.
You usually do.
I very much. This weekend, maybe more than any other.
It'll be me and Dickerson tomorrow.
Yeah.
And
major
then,
question, Dale, I have for you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
Last year, you guys didn't have coffee with the manager, correct?
We were told not to.
Now, this year, apparently, we're neither. Not either.
Do you think we can still get that invite?
The streak continues. No, I think we can get coffee. You just can't be there.
Can't be in the room.
Last year, I was able to get my coffee. I just had to... You know, Ben had to get it and run it upstairs for me.
Skedaddle.
That's what it was. Yeah, he didn't want to spend any time in there. Let down.
Just came to me.
Thanks, Jason.
Thanks, Rossi.
Thanks for ending this on a happy note.
When I'll buy you guys coffee that day.
That's really nice. If you're working with us.
And that's, let's be honest.
And there's multiple meanings to that as well.
Yeah, we don't know. We just don't know.
We just have no idea. So Everkeef is up next. By the way, you're never going to believe this. We are going to be able to mock Everkeef much more because... Because Everkeef is up until August 13th.
About this.
Yeah, I know.
Well, it doesn't mean we can't keep stats on how few times Mutt actually appears on that show.
That's true. That could still be a part of our show.
On the release, it said he's on 6 to 10.
I saw that. I was like, ooh, I go, Mutt at the night show when I read the release? I mean, that's great news. That'd be great to hear him at night. But he is actually in tonight, by the way. How do you like that?
Wow.
It's been like a month since I've seen him, but he's going to be in tonight.
Reintroduce each other.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
So that's coming up next. You have a good long weekend off.
Yes, you too. You enjoy the games out in Detroit.
I'll talk to you guys from Detroit tomorrow. We'll see you later. Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.